Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks so much for joining us this morning as we have great conversation ahead of us. Today, joining us in studio, Dr. Mike Rodewald, Executive Director of Lutheran Bible Translators. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Andy. Thanks. Pleasure to be here.
Thanks for spending some time with us.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Also joining us in studio this morning, Mike Ferguson, Director of Advancement for Lutheran Bible Translators. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Andy. Thanks for having us.
Now when I say Mike, I'm not sure who I'm talking to. We've got two Mikes in the studio this morning, so it's we have Mike and Mike. Mike 1 and Mike 2, as we were saying before, which is kind of funny when you work in radio. Well, Lutheran Bible Translators has been around for some time now, but the exciting thing is Lutheran Bible Translators is celebrating a couple of things right now. Celebrating an anniversary, is that right?
Yes, it's this year is Lutheran Bible Translators' 50th anniversary since its beginning. And so we're celebrating both the last 50 years of Lutheran Bible Translators and Bible translation and scripture use in other languages throughout the world. We're also celebrating what's going to happen into the future. It's a time to look forward after 50 years.
Absolutely. And also, something else to be celebrating right now, you recently have accepted the position as Executive Director at Lutheran Bible Translators, and so they have a new director. That's something to celebrate too, certainly.
You're right, Andy. Yeah, this is actually my second week just getting into the job. A little bit overwhelming at times, but what a great vision to be a part of. God's Word for all people in any language. So I'm excited to be a part of this.
Absolutely, we've talked with LBT missionaries before, and just to hear about the work that Lutheran Bible Translators is doing is just exciting. Mike Ferguson, can you share with us what is the essence? What is Lutheran Bible Translators all about?
Lutheran Bible Translators is about getting God's Word to people who don't yet have it in their heart language. So through the work of our missionaries and through our partnerships overseas, we are able to bring His Word to those who don't have it yet in their language.
So it's really all about getting God's Word to people who don't have it in their own language, in their heart language, as you said. Getting God's Word to people so that they can hear the good news of Jesus. And that's an important thing. I mean, that's the most important thing, really, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is amazing how many languages and how many people do not have access to God's Word. And there's a missiological question that says, if we proclaim the gospel and no one hears it, have we really proclaimed the gospel? And if people don't have access to God's Word and what God's message is to them, then how does faith come? The question is there. And so we want to make God's Word accessible to people that otherwise would not have that ability to have God's Word accessible to them.
Paint a picture for us. What does it take to bring God's Word to people who don't have God's Word in their own language, in their heart language? What does it take, the whole process, what does LBT do to bring God's Word to them? Who are the people that make up Lutheran Bible Translators? What are what's the work that they do in order to bring God's Word to them?
That's a multifaceted answer that I could give you, but I'll give you the general answer that that works. But it depends upon the state of a particular language.
Sure,
a language maybe how many language speakers does it have? What's the prediction of that particular language in 10 years, 15 years, when we would actually get a Bible translation finished, or a New Testament, or Scripture portions? So the first question is always to decide what effort are we going to make? Are we going to translate all of the New Testament, parts of the New Testament, all of the whole scripture? And then we try to find people within the language group, within the church, who also share that vision and identify them. Many times these languages don't have writing systems yet. They've always been an oral language. So the first major step is to look at their language and reduce it to a writing system, writing system that they also agree with is what they would like to have. Once a writing system is there, then the translation efforts can begin. And translation efforts take anywhere from 7 to 15 years, especially with the linguistic work that you have to do up front. Once a translation is finished, then there's always, how do we use that? We don't just take a Bible and say, hey, here, this is for you, and then we're off into the sunset. This is a legacy that we have left behind, and now let's use that legacy and strengthen the church, and God's Word spreads through that.
So it takes all types, really, all kinds of talent, all kinds of research and study, work to bring God's Word people all around the world?
That's a good point. I mean, it's not just Bible translation. That mm-hmm. is the nugget. That's the,
sure.
That is the kernel. But to make everything else happen, we have linguists up front. We have teachers on the rear end. And now we're looking at different ways to make Scripture available to people through oral methods, mm-hmm. Using tapes, or not tapes, what they call proclaimers. Even now, putting Scripture on SD cards and putting that on the phone. Mm-hmm. And many people are listening to Scripture that way.
Now, this is not your first round with Lutheran Bible Translators, correct?
That's right. No, I served with, that was my first time going overseas into Africa, was with Lutheran Bible Translators, 1981.
And you served, in what capacity did you serve?
I served in, at that time, it was a literacy program for Bible translation that was going on up in northern Liberia, which is called Bondi. And so my first task was to reduce that language to a writing system. And so I was tasked with learning the language, working with the people. We came up with a writing system, and Bible translation efforts were able to start there.
Before you went into that position, had you any idea that might be something you'd be doing? Was that something you had thought about in your youth, or had hopes or aspirations of doing, studying linguistics and looking at a language that perhaps you had never heard of even before?
That would be a no. That was not it was not a career path that I had chosen. But it's interesting that you ask. I saw a movie. It was an old movie called From Mojave Sands. And at the end of this movie, there was an African gentleman there making an impassioned plea. And I could not understand an accent, but fortunately they had script at the bottom of the movie. And the African gentleman was saying, please come help us. We need God's word in our language. And that was the beginning for me, where I decided, let me explore this. I want to see, can I do this? Would I want to do this? I took some courses in linguistics and decided that was kind of exciting. And about 2 years later, I found myself on the plane going to Liberia. Now, when I was getting on that plane, I did ask the question again to myself, is this really what I wanted to do? It was a kind of a scary thought. But having been in Africa 33 years now, it was too short. I have enjoyed so much seeing God's kingdom in a way that many of my friends and family and people in my church body here in the States won't get to experience. It mm-hmm. has been a blessing for me.
I just can only imagine what that would be like. Like you said, getting on the plane and still asking the question, is this really what I want to be doing?
There were a number of times driving up to that village for the first time is like, what have I gotten myself into? And yet when one looks back, you realize that the Lord was with you every step of the way. And that has been my experience. Every step of the way, God has led us, and it's been a blast.
So you served in LBT for a while, and then other various vocations and places you served as well.
Right. I served with LBT in Liberia. Mm-hmm. Then there was a civil war in Liberia. Mm-hmm. We were forced to leave, and we went to Botswana. Served in Botswana for a number of years, 15 years, and we had three boys, and they all grew up in southern Africa. In 2007, I completed PhD work at Concordia Fort Wayne, Concordia Seminary Fort Wayne. And then in 2007, I was called by LCMS World Mission, which eventually became LCMS Office of International Mission, mm-hmm. to serve as area facilitator and regional director in Africa. And so we lived in South Africa during that particular time since 2007.
So you've spent a lot of time in other countries and other cultures, not just here in the U.S. And what have you gained from that experience?
I think living in other cultures, as I said earlier, seeing how God is for all people, mm-hmm. I think that's been the most interesting thing for me, is that we may not have the answers, but God has all the answers, and God's word is for all people. And the end result of reading and understanding God's word is faith. Mm-hmm. How that journey goes may be a little bit different from culture to culture sometimes, but God calls people by the gospel, and he gathers them, and he enlightens us with his gifts. And that happens in all cultures when God's word is active.
Amen.
Amen.
Very catechetical of you. Thank you. We are talking with our friends from Lutheran Bible Translators. Today, we're talking with Dr. Mike Rodewald, new executive director of Lutheran Bible Translators, and Mike Ferguson, director of advancement at Lutheran Bible Translators. We need to take a break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversation. So stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
This is Craig D'Onofrio, Program Director of Worldwide KFUO, with some news for you. On July 7th, Faith and Family will be moving to 10 a.m. The Bible Study, with a new name and new host, will be moving to 11. In August, we're excited to have Pastor William Whedon join the lineup. This new Bible Study program will be called Thy Strong Word. New times, even better radio than ever before. Faith and Family at 10, Thy Strong Word at 11 on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Whether you're a regular worshiper at the church of your choice or find it difficult for you to get to church on Sunday morning, you may benefit from our live worship broadcasts each week on KFUO. Our early service begins at 8:15 Central and originates from Ascension Lutheran Church in South St. Louis, where Reverend Matt Clark leads divine worship. Our live late broadcast at 10:45 comes from Our Savior Lutheran Church in Fenton, Missouri, with Pastor Mark Sell leading the worship. Join us for the message of mercy and forgiveness through Jesus Christ, Sunday mornings on Worldwide KFUO.
Let Worldwide KFUO help you get the word out about your next church, school, or organization event. By including your event in the KFUO datebook, it will be announced on the air throughout the day. Send your event information via email to jennyw@kfuo.org. That's J-E-N-N-Y-W at kfuo.org. Or call 314-996-1515. Be sure to include date, time, location, and contact information. The KFUO datebook is a public service of listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
The Bible is the source of truth, and those who are engaged in that pursuit of truth are well served to study the Bible, to learn what it offers. That's what happens weekdays on the Bible Study program on Worldwide KFUO. Hear the magnificent teachings that are revealed as we take in the Word of God. Call or email with your questions and comments, or just listen to the Bible Study on AM 850 in St. Louis, online at kfuo.org.
Weekdays at 10 a.m. on KFUO.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks so much for being with us this morning to start your day with the Word of God in prayer. Joining us in studio today are friends from Lutheran Bible Translators. We have with us Dr. Mike Rodewald, Executive Director of Lutheran Bible Translators, and also Mike Ferguson, Director of Advancement. Mike Ferguson, tell us, we talked in the first segment about the work of Lutheran Bible Translators. What does it take for, what types of resources, what does it take? Obviously, it takes people, but it also takes other resources to be successful at this, too. And 50 years is certainly a long time to be doing something that isn't successful. So obviously, 50 years of being God's servants around the globe to translate His Word into the heart language of people all around the world is good work, but it takes a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of talent, a lot of resources to do that. Can you tell us about that? What is it? What type of support does it take for LBT to do what you do?
Well, first off, Andy, what you said in the beginning, it certainly takes the people, and it's the missionaries and finding those people who have that spirit and have that mission heart to do that work out in the field. Aside from that, and part of a lot of what I do in the advancement office is just that, finding our supporters. And mm-hmm. we have been so blessed at LBT to have such great supporters over the years that help fund those projects and help get our missionaries to the field and complete those projects. You know, it takes a long time to do these projects. It's 7, 8, 10, 12 years to complete something, and it takes a lot of resources to do that. On the way up today, Mike and I were talking, and I have two teenagers at home, and, you know, a lot of folks think that, well, gee, why don't you just do this on a computer? Why does it take that long? Well, as was discussed in the first segment as well, is this, there's kind of a whole literacy mm-hmm. component that happens as well. So it takes a long time to be on the field and to get God's word into those people's hands. And again, we've been very blessed over 50 years, and we continue to look at the next 50 years as we go forward. But We've got some great generous donors, and that's keeping them abreast as to what happens, and they are have been blessed to share their resources with us.
And I appreciate that you mention keeping them informed about what's going on with Lutheran Bible translators. It's more than just being someone who writes a check each month or every year or every quarter or whatever. It's about coming alongside and partnering together, right?
It's a relationship, and partnering is exactly what it is. And they get really excited about what LBT is doing and how we're changing people's lives. And we get excited to tell them that the stories that we hear from the field as well.
What better investment can one make than in the Word of God and getting God's Word to those who have not heard it before in their own language?
Well, through God, all things are possible. So, exactly.
Amen. Well, what are we doing to celebrate this 50th? What are we doing to celebrate?
LBT is hosting a series of events around the United States this year as a way of thanking our existing the people who have partnered with us in the United States to make it possible to have 50 years. We counted up the number of New Testaments that have been completed by LBT personnel, LBT efforts. It's now 39 published New Testaments, which is over 50 years. Is quite an accomplishment.
Absolutely.
When you realize the amount of time that's going on. These events are happening through I guess until November, throughout the rest of this year. And we will be hosting those events as a way of just presenting LBT to our existing donor base and also as a way of appreciating who they are and telling the story of Lutheran Bible translators so that other people may know. It's laying a foundation for the next 50 years. Mm-hmm. Just as God's Word lays a foundation for people to understand who God is, we are also laying a foundation for the next 50 years here in these events.
And those partners that you've had along the way over the last 50 years certainly are valuable. And without their help and support, I'm sure it wouldn't have been, you wouldn't have been able to accomplish nearly as much as you have. But as time changes, I imagine some of those will not be able to give in the way that they give now. How important is it to welcome new partners and to have others walk alongside with you?
Well, one thing in mission, we find out that change is a constant paradigm. The paradigm of mission is constantly changing. Funding paradigms change. Mm-hmm. How one has to work in the field, in the mission field, changes. Africa is not the way it was when I went 30 years ago. It's much harder to get visas. It's much harder to be welcome as Americans. It's a much more dangerous place than it was 30 years ago. One wouldn't think it that way, but it is in many ways more dangerous. So we have to think and be creative that change is coming. And even our funding, ways to fund Bible translation, we have to explore new ways. And we will be doing that in the next few years as existing ways of funding our Bible translations and existing ways of implementing Bible translation efforts may no longer work. Mm-hmm. The good thing is God's mission is all through the world. And where before maybe we in the United States took up a big burden in Bible translation, now that part in through partnerships, that burden is being taken up by other people in Africa, mm-hmm. in other places, Asia. And we intend to explore those partnerships and see how do we work together for the future.
You both have indicated that change certainly makes a difference. Mike Ferguson, you mentioned that someone might ask, well, why don't you just use a computer to translate this? And a computer certainly can't understand culture and incorporate that into the whole process. How has technology impacted the work of Lutheran Bible translators? How has it been helpful? And maybe has it created any hindrances as well? How has technology affected the work of Lutheran Bible translators over the last 50 years?
I would say it's kind of like my iPhone. The iPhone helps me a lot, and it helps me to do things better. It doesn't make my tasks any shorter in one way, but it makes the tasks better because I can do more. I can do things more efficiently. Mm-hmm. I can accomplish it better with my iPhone, and that's the way that technology is. It helps us to do these things better. But there are there's no shortcuts. When you're talking about God's word, we want to do this in a good way. And even a computer translation has to be checked with real people to see where did we make the mistakes? What did we distort God's word so that it's no longer saying what God would want to say to us, but now it's being understood in a completely different way. So some things, there's no shortcuts. And teaching someone to read, you cannot push a button on a computer and that happens.
Right.
You may have better tools for teaching somebody to read, but it's still process intensive.
Does technology allow you to go farther? Does it allow you to reach more people in any ways?
I'm going to say yes, because where the cell phone is reached in Africa, oral scripture can reach on an SD card. Mm-hmm. So yes, it allows different methods of distribution than ever we had before.
So what you're saying is someone is reading scripture in the heart language of people in various cultures in Africa, saved on an SD card, popped into a cell phone, and local folks are listening to it?
And we don't know where it's going to end. That's right. It's going, God's word is going through that mission effort, and it reaches where we don't even know where it's going to reach.
Wow.
It's pretty awesome.
But God knows.
But God knows, and God uses it. That's how the Holy Spirit works.
Wow. That's just amazing to think, you know. Would you have ever envisioned that when you were working with LBT in the 80s?
When I first went to Africa, we called home once a year on a ham patch because there was no phones. And so technology has gone so much in the last 30 years, even in Africa.
Wow.
It's very amazing.
I know that just with my contacts through KFUO and some of the folks that I've talked with in Africa, in Liberia, to think that cell phones are more common than landlines just because that technology is easier to implement than landlines.
It kind of just jumped over the landlines.
Right.
They were never there.
Right. No need for landlines. Just
right.
It's easier to put up a cell tower. And so to utilize that technology, to utilize the technology that we have today to bring the good news of Jesus to people around the world, that's exciting. And it's great to hear that that's what LBT is doing, that while you have to use people in order to connect with people, you can still use technology as well.
Yes. No, it's quite exciting.
Well, with all the celebrations going on, anything else coming up with Lutheran Bible Translators that you want to share, or what do you hope for with the next 50 years ahead, as you were talking about earlier?
Well, the need is still there. The need for God's word in people's language is going to be there for years yet. I guess our challenge is to figure out better ways to reach people with translation efforts, especially the marginal people, where we have a people group with 20,000 people and the language is going to die in 50 years. So how much effort should we expend? And yet those people are also important in God's mission, that God's word is also for those people. So those are our challenges, to figure out better ways to reach the smaller, the more marginal, the groups of language groups that are in the world yet, that are not as easily reached as in the past.
Amazing work. Well, our time has come to a close already. I know that time just goes so quickly when we have such good conversation like this. I want to thank you both for spending some time with us. Dr. Mike Rodewald, Executive Director of Lutheran Bible Translators, thanks for taking some time with us here this morning on His Time.
Great. It's wonderful to be here.
Mike Ferguson, the Director of Advancement at Lutheran Bible Translators, thanks for taking some time to talk with us this morning here on His Time.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Blessings to you and all the saints who are working with Lutheran Bible Translators to bring the good news of Jesus all around the world.
Great. Thanks, Andy. Thanks.